This is Danny Jones from the Columbia Daily Tribune with a special edition of the Mizzou Sports Podcast. I am in Atlanta this week for SEC Media Days, and I figured while I was down here I would try to communicate with some of the beat writers around the SEC to learn about the teams that Mizzou is going to play this season. So he started with Adam Sparks, who covers Vanderbilt for the Tennessean. He's covered them for a number of years, and we talked a little bit about the Commodores. Last year, Mizzou beat Vanderbilt 45-17 in Nashville. That was the win that gave Mizzou, or secured bowl eligibility, I should say, for Mizzou after they went 1-5 to start the season. As a team, Vanderbilt last year struggled. They won their first three games of the season, including a pretty momentous win over Kansas State, who was ranked in week three, but they lost 59-0 to Alabama in week four, finished the year 5-7 and 1-7 in the SEC. They lost their star running back, Ralph Webb. He was a senior last year, but they do return Kyle Shermer, pretty solid quarterback as far as SEC standards go, and they'll be looking to build off of him on the offensive side. Adam was able to talk a lot more about Vanderbilt, the offense, the defense, and the outlook for Coach Derek Mason. So we'll go right to the interview. Check back in to the podcast this week for lots more interviews about Missouri's future opponents. Thanks. With me now, Adam Sparks from the Tennessean, Vanderbilt reporter here at SEC Media Days. Adam, thanks for your time. Appreciate getting a chance to do this with you. Talk a little bit about Vanderbilt. Can you tell me just a little bit about yourself and your coverage of Vanderbilt?
I've worked at the Tennessean now for, well, at least covering Vanderbilt for the past 4 years. Basically, I came in when Derek Mason came in. So I've seen kind of his growth as a coach, the team's transition into his type of players, seen the best of his defenses and the worst of his defenses so far, and he'll transition now into a new defensive coordinator, Jason Tarver, this year. And I'll be interested to kind of see how, if Derek Mason can kind of lay off of the reins a little bit on defense this year. I think that's one of the biggest narratives going into the season.
So, like you said, Vanderbilt's defense last year precipitated a change. And what was that like, you think, for Derek Mason to have to relinquish that responsibility and give that defensive coordinator role onto somebody else this year?
Well, he said that it was, he could only do it for a certain guy, and that was Jason Tarver. Jason Tarver was a co-defensive coordinator with Mason at Stanford back in 2012, 2013, somewhere around there. And, you know, he tried to pry him away from the 49ers or Raiders, one of those two, which was where Tarver had coached the past few years in the NFL. He said if he could have gotten Tarver 3 or 4 years ago rather than taking over the defense for himself, Derek said he would have hired Tarver then. The opportunity opened up to do it now, and, you know, he's kind of Derek Mason 2.0. I mean, they have similar mannerisms, similar philosophies defensively. There's not going to be that much change. I think for Derek, it's going to help him in having a new set of eyes that are similar to his own to look at the scheme and make tweaks that he would also believe in, and also maybe to just tweak the lineup a little bit. Some of their issues last year was that, you know, they moved around some guys at different positions that didn't work out. They moved some defensive backs to linebacker. They moved some inside linebackers to outside linebacker. They moved around some personnel, and it didn't work out very well. They were kind of drubbed pretty bad middle of the season against the run. Alabama, Georgia, that's, you're going to give up a lot of rushing yards. They gave up a lot of rushing yards. And so it'll be good for him, I think. I think Tarver and Mason will work well together. But I will be interested to see how that works on game day, because Mason has called the plays, and he's going to be more stepping back and making suggestions now rather than calling the defense. If it's good, then that relationship will go fine. If it's bad, you know, I'll be interested to see how they react to it.
Mm-hmm. Missouri played Vanderbilt in Nashville last year, and the first two quarters of that game were pretty lopsided. Mizzou jumped out to a big lead. The second half got a little bit tighter, but that was kind of setting the tone for last year. This year,
what has to happen on defense for Vanderbilt to improve, just not necessarily from a strategic but from a personnel standpoint? Which players have to perform better this year, you think?
Well, they have to stop the run, that's for sure. They didn't do a good job of it last year. They have to get more of a pass rush. Charles Wright was a guy on the outside linebacker last year that gave him a pass rush early in the year. They didn't get it as much later in the season. But their defense just starts with stopping the run. And, you know, they were giving up 300, 400 yards in some of the games in the middle of last year. They lost some interior defensive linemen. They've got some younger guys coming in they feel like can give them maybe a little more athleticism that they've lacked the last few years. But the thing that Mason's defense has been, the premise of his defense, and I think Tarver too, is that they're very eclectic in their looks. Their base is a 3-4, but they'll go a 4-man front, a 3-man front, a 5-man front. You'll see fronts where there's 8 guys at the line of scrimmage all standing. You know, they like to mix up things a lot. And if they can do that well, that's where they're going to improve. Last year, they just kind of lost their way, I think, within the scheme and also personnel-wise.
So things look pretty good, especially after beating K-State 3-0 to start the year, and then Alabama happened. Did that kind of set a waterfall of events in motion, you think, last year?
Yeah, I mean, they just completely lost their confidence. You know, I've said maybe for the last couple of years, the formula is there for Vanderbilt, especially under Derek Mason, to be bowl eligible. And the formula is run the ball well, don't turn it over, play really good defense. 2 years ago when they went to the Independence Bowl, that's what they did. Ralph Webb was a 1,200, 1,300 yard back. They ran the ball. They controlled the clock. They didn't turn it over. And they were really one of the best 3 defenses in the conference. Once they lost their way, their middle of the season, their defense was a weakness of their team. There was no chance of that team coming back. So if they can get back that this year and get back that kind of smash-mouth mentality on offense, then you've got possibly a bowl-eligible team. If they're not good defensively, they don't have a prayer.
Ralph Webb, you mentioned one of the more underrated careers that in recent memory in the SEC, ended up with the second most carries in SEC history and top 10 in yards gained. So they'll miss him this year. But at quarterback, you have Kyle Shurmur. And how good is he? Where does he stack up, you think, in terms of SEC quarterbacks this year?
I mean, he's one of the top 3, 4, 5. I mean, statistically, he's, what, top 2, I think, coming back. He is the challenge for Kyle Shurmur this year is he's an NFL caliber quarterback. He has the pedigree. His dad, Pat Shurmur, is the coach of the Giants. He's got the size. He's got the arm. He's put up good numbers. But the challenge for him this year will be that he lost almost all of his receiving core. So while he's kind of coming into his own and he should be at the top of his game in his career, he's going to have to adjust to freshman, redshirt freshman, sophomore wide receivers. Kalijah Lipscomb, they get back, is one of their best wideouts. But that's kind of it. Mm-hmm. Beyond him, it's a lot of guys that haven't had many catches. So Shurmur is going to have to bring those guys along. You know, I still say that they're at their best of the running the ball. Shermer's at his best of the running the ball. He's been good in play action. When the running game broke down last year, the passing game broke down for that very reason. So, you know, at running back, even though they lost Ralph Webb, Keyshawn Vaughn will be one of the better newcomers in the conference this year. He's an Illinois transfer, sat out last year. He's a local Nashville guy. He'll probably be their premier back. Kari Blassingame will be their power back. Him and Ralph Webb have kind of been their 1-2 punch the last couple of years. So I think they're good at running back. The big question is, can the offensive line recover from what was a very disappointing year last season?
So my last question would be, you talked about the formula for being bowl eligible for Vanderbilt. Play good defense and get enough out of your offense. Run the ball well enough to control the game a little bit. They don't probably have a team that could do that on a consistent basis this year. How far away do you think they are from being bowl eligible, and where do you think they stack up in the East this year?
You know, in the East, I would say they're 6th or 7th. the funny thing is that's what Tennessee probably is. Mm-hmm. You get the two rivals that are possibly the bottom two in the East. Mm-hmm. That's at least how my preseason poll will look. Mm-hmm. And I think maybe that game at the end of the year, Tennessee Vanderbilt, may come down to two teams fighting for one more win for bowl eligibility, because I see both of those teams maybe around mm-hmm. five wins, fighting for a sixth. You know, Vanderbilt will be favored to win three of their four non-conference games. They'll be an underdog at Notre Dame, obviously. So there's three wins there, and they got to win three more in conference to get to bowl eligibility. That'll be tough, but, you know, their schedule sets up where in the West Division they play Ole Miss, Arkansas, which may be the worst two teams in the mm-hmm. West Division. So there's two opportunities for wins there. They've beaten Tennessee the last 2 years. Kentucky, Missouri are games, if you play really well, mm-hmm. you can win those. Mm-hmm. So there's a chance to get six wins in there. I wouldn't bet on it going into the year, but I think it's within the realm of possibility.
Is that enough for Derek Mason to get another year, you think?
Yeah, he signed an extension a year ago, so I think going into this year he's maybe got 4 years left on his deal. And most people in the conference know that Vandy is far more patient with coaches mm-hmm. than other teams in the conference. I think he's fine. I mean, barring a 2-10 season, Derek is going to be fine. And I would think they're going to win 4, 5, or 6 this year.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Well, thanks, Adam. Appreciate your time.
Yep,
pleasure
sure.
to meet you. Enjoy your time in Atlanta.
All right.
Thank you.
We'll see you.
Be sure and subscribe to Mizzou Sports Podcast at iTunes, Google Play, or Stitcher. We'll be right back.